You don't need to do the sides, just the bottom. So just a little bit at the bottom to stop it sticking on the bottom. Sorry.
No. I hope that's
my name is Trafina Watson. I'm the community development worker here at the Currie Crescent Community Centre. So we're here at Cooking Circles, and where it's an open invitation for anyone to come and join and share, cook and eat a meal together and get to learn new skills of cooking, but in the process you create new friends.
There's a hive of activity in here. I'm right in the middle.
And you're in the way.
I'm out.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I'm the head cook today. And today we're making two sorts of vegetarian enchiladas, one with red sauce and one with green sauce. One's basically sweet potato and black bean, and the other one is capsicum and corn and black bean. And then we're making strawberry mousse for dessert. The head cook chooses the recipes, does the shopping, and then supervises the production, and then takes the accolades.
My name is Lamia Khan, and I've been a regular last year, started here July last year. This is the fact that we all get together, the chit-chat and cooking together, and then in the end having the lunch together as well. Yeah, I love cooking, yeah. Plus, there's so many nationalities and diversity around here. You get to learn so many things that you don't know about. Yeah.
I'm Heidi, and I founded Cooking Circles a couple of years ago in Canberra. Cooking and food is just, it's a really easy bridge between cultures. Usually we start with just the cooking. We have one person that varies week to week who, what we call hosts the cooking circle. So they pick the recipe, they go and do the shop for the ingredients, and then they sort of direct everyone in the group as to what they want them to do. Cooking happens, and then we all sit down and eat together.
It's not a government program.
What do you think the strength of that is?
It's really important, and we've had that, you know, lots of times. We've been running for 5 years now, and at lots of points along the way there have been choices and decisions to make about whether we take things to the next step, whether we take a grant, whether, you know, how we keep operating. And two things have been really important to me. One has been community ownership. So I've really wanted this to feel like and really be a community-led group. This isn't a group being done for people. It's not a charity, I guess. It's a community group of people who like to cook and meet. So that's been really important, the community-led aspect. There's something for everybody, and that's probably one of the questions I get asked the most is, but I can't cook. And what's key is just that people come along and then everyone finds something to do. So as I said earlier, it might be that people are chatting, people are helping set up the tables, people are doing the dishes, and it needs people to just, you know, keep the conversation going and, you know, passing things around or welcoming new people, or there's always something for somebody to do. It doesn't need to be necessarily doing the cooking.
Over here on the washing up.
Yeah, I'm washing the plates and dishes.
This is such a well-oiled machine.
Miss Choma.
How often have you come to cooking circles?
Everyone is there.
What do you love about it?
The social, how everybody's social. You know, you got to come out and talk to people, and everybody's lively, you know.
And food, great food.
Great food.
Have you cooked yet?
Not really, no. No, maybe hopefully one day I will.
What would you cook?
Jollof rice. It's like Nigeria dish. Yeah, that would be nice. One day we do it, yeah.
What do you think makes it work?
Cooking is really key, because even if people, like I am right now, standing around having a yak, at least part of it, there's people in there cooking and it breaks the ice. So I think it gives people something to do, and it means you don't have to breeze into a group of strangers and start trying to find desperately something in common. You can just cook together. Yes, it's about cooking, but it's also the idea behind the whole project is to make sure that people have a bit more of a network in their lives, a social network, when people are going through, you know, difficulties. And there's a couple of people here today who've had some recent challenges in their lives, but that they've got a support network there.
Did you think it would come this far?
Look, I was uncertain because I haven't seen a lot of this happen before in terms of that community-led aspect, and I was really unsure about how that would go and whether people would be interested in the idea, but I suppose I figured there was nothing to lose. And it's a very... it's just such a warm atmosphere and such a good vibe. And I think, you know, every time I come along, I meet new people and get tingles and enjoy myself. And, the feedback has been so positive and people get a lot out of it.
What are you making over here? There's a table
which is a hive of industry to the side of the... And they've got a blender and some red sauce and green sauce.
I'm making tomatillo salsa verde, which is the sauce. Verde is green, so that's why it's green.
Oh, it's very green. What goes into green. It?
Here it is. You've got tomato or tomatillos, green chili, onion, garlic, and coriander, and salt, and lime juice.
It smells.
Smell. And the recipe says one chili, but I put two chili.
Well, you want to be
from Thailand. So now it's really, I'm just saying to the girls, it's like a Thai curry.
When did you come?
I have been here 40 years. I'm not telling you how old I am.
What have you loved about being involved in cooking circles?
Well, as you can see, there are many people from different backgrounds and countries. And it's just amazing. Like, you know, we come here and it's like a little mini United Nations. I have to say it's like a United Nations.